Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a short vocal, give it that amen style chop and grime, and resample it into a heavyweight sub impact that lands hard in a drum and bass track. This is one of those workflows that feels really simple once you hear the result, but it's incredibly powerful. You're basically turning a vocal fragment into a designed one-shot, not just an effect, but a usable impact sound that can live in an intro, a drop transition, a fill, or even as a bass accent underneath your drums. The big idea here is very important. Transient first, bass second. If this impact is going to hit like a weapon, the first moment of the sound has to be clear, sharp, and aggressive. The sub is what gives it weight, but the attack is what makes it speak. So let's build this step by step in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices. Start with a short vocal sample. You want something with attitude. One word works great, a shout, a breathy syllable, a chopped MC phrase, even a gritty spoken fragment. The key is that it should feel percussive. If the source is too melodic or too long, it becomes harder to turn it into a tight impact. Drop that vocal into simpler, set it to classic mode, and if you want a clean, one-shot style behavior, use one voice. Trigger or gate can both work depending on how you want to play it, but for this kind of sound design, a short triggered hit is usually the best starting point. If the sample has a messy tail, trim it tightly before you start processing. A quick cleanup pass helps a lot. If there's rumble below the useful range, use EQ 8 to high pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. Don't go crazy here, just remove the stuff that doesn't contribute. If the sample is too hot going into the chain, use utility or clip gain to bring it into a sane level before you start distorting it. Now we need to make it feel rhythmic and punchy. This is where the amen style energy comes in. You don't want a long vocal sustain. You want something chopped, tight, and alive. You can do this a few ways. The simplest is to manually place short notes in MIDI and only trigger the front edge of the vocal. You can also slice the sample to a new MIDI track if the source has multiple chunks you want to rearrange. Or, if the original vocal is messy, you can lightly process it first and then resample that clean version before doing the heavier sound design. Now build the FX chain before resampling. A solid starting chain is EQ8, saturator, drum bus, auto filter, glue compressor, and then something like redux or pedal if you want extra dirt. Finish with utility for mono control. First up, EQ8. Use it to clean up the source before you distort it. High pass the sub rumble, make a small cut if the sample feels boxy in the 200 to 400 Hz area, and if the vocal needs a little more bite, a gentle lift around 1 to 3 kHz can help. That said, for a darker result, keep the mids controlled rather than hyped. You want presence, not harshness. Next, saturator. This is where the vocal starts to thicken up and get that DNB edge. Add a few dB of drive, keep soft clip on, and watch the output so you don't overcook it too early. You're looking for density and attitude. If the sound still feels too polite, you can push the drive harder and clean it up later with EQ. After that, bring in drum bus. This device is fantastic for this kind of impact because it adds transient bite, harmonic aggression, and low-end character in one go. Start with a moderate drive amount, then bring in boom carefully. A boom frequency somewhere around 50 to 80 Hz can give you a convincing sub thump, but don't overdo it or the sound will get blurry. A little transient enhancement can help the front of the hit snap harder. Now use auto filter to shape movement. A low pass filter with a bit of drive can darken the sound and make it feel more focused. If the source is rhythmic enough, you can automate the cutoff for a sweep or even move it by hand while you record the resample. That's a great trick, because it makes the result feel performed instead of static. Then add glue compressor to tie the whole chain together. Keep it light. You only need a few dB of gain reduction at most. The goal is cohesion, not squashing. Too much compression kills the punch, and punch is the whole point here. If you want more grime, add redux or pedal. Redux is good for a little bit of bit reduction and sample rate crunch. Pedal can add a more aggressive distortion character. Just remember, this is seasoning, not the whole meal. You want enough dirt to make the hit feel nasty, but not so much that the transient disappears. At the end of the chain, use utility. If this impact is going to carry low-end weight, keep the important low layer centered and mono. Widening low-end material can create phase issues, and in drum and bass that can make the hit fall apart on club systems or smaller speakers. Now it's time to commit. Resample the chain to audio, create a new audio track, set the input to your processed vocal track, put monitoring on in, arm the track, and record the output. If you want a more animated result, move the filter cutoff or saturation drive while recording. That can give you a really cool one-off impact with a sense of movement baked in. This is the moment where the magic really happens, because resampling lets you stop tweaking and start editing. Print early, edit late. Once the sound has the right attitude, don't get trapped in endless plugin adjustments. A few tiny trims, fades, and clip gain moves often do more for the final result than another device. Take the resampled audio and trim the start very tightly so the transient lands immediately. If the tail is too long, shorten it. If there's hiss, breath noise, or unwanted low rumble, clean it up now. For heavier and darker results, try pitching the sample down a little. -3 semitones, -5, even -7 can work nicely. Just be careful not to make it so low that it loses impact and turns floppy. Now we build the heavyweight part, the sub layer. Create a second track with a clean sine-based sub using operator. Set a oscillator at a sine, keep the envelope short with a fast attack, a short decay, no sustain, and a brief release. You want a clean, controlled hit, not a bass note that hangs around and muddies everything up. Tune it to the root note of your track or the tonal center of the drop. Here's a really important trick. Align the sub transient with a resampled vocal hit. If the sub is late, the impact feels weak. If it's early, it can feel disconnected. Nudge it a few milliseconds in either direction and compare in mono. This is one of those tiny edits that makes a huge difference. You can also keep one version a little ugly and another version clean. That's a very useful workflow. Let the vocal resample provide the attack and character, and let the sub layer stay pure and centered. Don't force one sound to do everything. Once both layers are ready, route them into a group bus. On the group, use AQA to clean up any mud, maybe around 250 to 400 Hz if things feel cloudy. If the top end is too bright, a gentle shelf reduction can help. Then add a little blue compressor to glue the layers together, and maybe a touch of saturator if you want the whole hit to feel denser and more unified. Check mono compatibility with utility or a spectrum analyzer if needed. Now listen to the result in the context of the track. This kind of hit works best when it's used sparingly and intentionally. Place it right before a drop, at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, under a fill, or as a response to a main bass phrase. In drum and bass, the best impacts often act like punctuation. They don't need to happen constantly, they need to happen at the right moment. A classic move is to use one version with more top-end grit, one version with more low-end weight, and one version with a reverse lead-in. That way the arrangement keeps moving. You can also alternate pitch states across sections, so the impact evolves instead of repeating exactly the same way every time. If you want to push this further, try parallel dirt layer. Duplicate the chain. Make one version heavier and uglier, and blend it quietly under the main version. That gives you the clarity of the primary hit, and the grime of the parallel layer. You can also print a short dark room reverb onto the sound and trim it back, so it feels spacious without sounding washed out. Another great technique is to reverse a short slice of the resampled hit and place it just before the main impact. That creates a little suck-in effect, which makes the hit feel bigger and more dramatic. It's a classic tension tool, especially for fills and pre-drop moments. If the impact disappears on small speakers, check the spectrum. You probably have too much mid-bass mud and not enough controlled presence in the 80 to 150 Hz range. If the low end feels weak, revisit the phase relationship between the vocal layer and the sub. A tiny timing adjustment can bring the punch back fast. So to recap, choose a short, percussive vocal source, shape it with simpler and a tight effects chain, resample it, then build a clean sub layer underneath it. Keep the transient sharp, keep the low end mono, and use the resampled hit like a design drum element rather than just a sound effect. This is a really powerful drum and bass workflow because it turns something simple into something that feels custom, heavy, and mix ready. And once you've got one good chain, you can reuse it on shouts, breaths, one-word vocals, and chopped phrases all over the place. All right, now it's your turn. Build one clean version, one dirty version, and one sub-heavy version of the same vocal impact. Compare them in mono, place them in different parts of the arrangement, and listen for which one cuts through the mix with the most authority. That's where the real learning happens.